This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Biden administration is laying out its plan for sharing 25 million unused COVID-19 vaccine doses with other nations. AP's Sagar Magani reports.
The White House is touting the overall vaccination numbers.
Already 63% of adult Americans have received at least one shot.
Virus response coordinator Jeff Zients is urging those who have not received at least one to do so. And the White House is playing up incentives available for getting shots.
Free beer, that seems to be very appealing.
But spokeswoman Jen Psaki knows that may not be enough.
Ultimately, this is going to be up to individuals to get shots in their arms. We can take every creative step we possibly can take.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's opponents have pushed for a quick vote to end his record-setting rule. AP correspondent Joe Fetterman reports that Netanyahu is sure to do what he can to break apart the new eight-party coalition.
The deal is not done yet. Still has to go before the Israeli parliament. In the meantime, you can bet that Netanyahu and his supporters will do everything possible to prevent them from taking office. The odds appear to be stacked against him. Many of the people in this new emerging coalition are people who are traditionally allies of him, and he's going to do everything possible to embarrass them, to make them feel like they are betraying the cause, but it appears that he does not have the numbers to block this from happening. Among his supporters, there's a sense of shock that the leader, the man who's led this country for 12 years, he may be on his way out. On the other hand, you see really ecstatic reactions from the people who opposed him. A lot of people who want to see the country start a new chapter.
That's AP's Joe Fetterman. On Wall Street, U.S. stocks closed lower on Thursday, with all three major indices closing in negative territory. Visit voanews.com for more. This is VOA News. The United States expects to have a sixth round of indirect talks on reviving compliance with the 2015 Iran nuclear deal and probably more, U.S. State Department spokesman Ned Price said Thursday. Price said hurdles remained after the fifth round of talks that concluded on Wednesday, even as he did not rule out the possibility of an agreement in the next round.
Ultimately, our objective here is to ensure that Iran is once again subject to the most stringent verification and monitoring regime ever negotiated. That's what the 2015 JCPOA imposed.
Former U.S. President Donald Trump withdrew from the deal in 2018, arguing it gave Iran excessive sanctions relief for inadequate nuclear curbs. U.S. President Joe Biden wants to restore the pact's nuclear limits and, if possible, extend them. A U.N. representative said Thursday the Democratic Republic of Congo was the country with the largest number of people in urgent need of assistance for food security and called for more funding to deal with the issue, which has been exacerbated by the eruption of a volcano. David William McLaughlin Carr, who is the U.N.'s humanitarian coordinator in the DRC, said in a news conference in Goma that in total more than 5 million people are displaced, fleeing insecurity, violence, and natural disasters. Thousands of residents were forced to flee Goma and seek refuge in other regions of the country and in its neighboring country, Rwanda, when Mount Nyiragongo spewed torrents of lava into villages last month. Doctors have reported promising results from an experimental cancer drug that delivers radiation directly to tumor cells. AP's Jennifer King has more.
An emerging class of medicine called radiopharmaceuticals may become a new way to treat patients with hard-to-reach or inoperable cancers. In a study involving over 800 men with advanced prostate cancer, released by the American Society of Clinical Oncology, a tumor-targeting radiation therapy from drug maker Novartis kept cancer at bay for nearly 9 months compared to 3 months for people receiving standard treatment. And survival was better too, 15 months versus 11 months. The drug is administered through an IV, and each dose contains trillions of engineered molecules. A tracker portion of the molecule hunts down cancer cells. The payload portion emits the radiation. Experts say radiopharmaceuticals may be the next big wave of therapeutic development. I'm Jennifer King.
SpaceX launched its 22nd commercial resupply service mission to the International Space Station Thursday. The trip will deliver more than 3,300 kilograms of research, crew supplies, and hardware, according to NASA. The rocket is expected to reach the space station on Saturday. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd, VOA News.